Did you put your milk on a truck that came through to say Colin Bruce and back? I met an old Dutch chap in Johnsonville. He said he used to do the milk run down the valley.
Oh, yes.
He talked about the 50s when the Queen came out to Bruce's for a visit. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh. So he said he used to drive that truck that picked up the milk. Do you remember?
No, look, I remember different ones that were there, but I wouldn't be sure who it was.
Yeah. He's used to come and sit in the library sometimes. He told me, he said the Queen came out there on one of her visits to New Zealand, didn't she, and went down to Bruce's, didn't it? Yeah, I either didn't know that or I'd forgotten about that.
I would have too, I didn't remember that.
It was Cunningham's, wasn't it? Used to come through.
Yeah, Cunningham's used to come through.
And when Curly was living with us, she used to catch milk train, the milk lorry every morning to go to work in Wellington.
That's right.
Is that how she got in?
That's how she got to town.
How'd she come back at night then?
Somebody had to go and pick her up.
Oh, that's the problem of being down there, isn't it?
There was transport was a bit lean, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
The Scadmans came in for a while.
Yes.
They were at a...
And once they got the bus, it was okay.
Yeah, that was all
right. Miss Ebert was it? Ebert? Yeah. Miss Ebert used to drive
the bus. That's right, So then it started, and gradually the people all learnt to drive. See, at one time there was no one, no ladies that went with the car.
Yeah.
It was, but then when it started and they started getting their licences, they shot away.
They got independent, didn't they? Before that they had to wait.
Most of it, they used to walk before that.
Really? All the way to Johnsonville? Because that's 4 miles. Mm. Good 4 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, good hours walk, wasn't it?
But then they got, you had to have a life and be able to drive after a while.
Yeah.
Because there was no other way of getting out of there.
Well, I suppose in the early days there wouldn't be that many cars for a start.
No, there wasn't.
And then the women, when did they start driving? Well, I don't know, I've never thought about it.
The original was one of the ladies were driving was one of the Hume girls.
Oh, yeah. What's one of Jim's sisters or who? Who older than
One of Jim's sisters.
Well,
Jim was the young one out of them.
Was he?
They're all older.
I only ever knew Jim. So, when did the bus thing start? Did they?
I don't know. Do you?
No, I don't actually. I was wanting to get all the writing I did because I've got it all in that.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't get hold of Wayne last night.
Oh,
never
mind.
Tried to get him and he wasn't there, see?
Well, we won't be going very far, will we? We'll be able to pick that up sometime. So, did the bus just go out and back, or what did it do?
It used to come as far as the crossroads, and everybody caught it there on the way back to the station, didn't they?
Yes,
Wellington Station.
What, Wellington?
Used to go to Wellington Station.
Mm.
I used to go down the old road that comes in at the bottom of the gorge there.
Yeah.
Used to go through there.
Oh.
Used to go around Newlands.
Yeah.
Was it a sort of workers' bus, picking up people for work, or a shopper's bus, or...?
Store and that was workers, wasn't it?
Yeah, both of that.
Mm. And did it just do one run in the morning and one at night, or...?
Yeah, one in the morning, then it was one that worked in at night, I don't know how the workers got in, although perhaps they worked a shorter day. I don't know.
Because they'd have school kids, anyone?
And the school children went, a lot of them were going, but they weren't going to school, they didn't have a school run at that time.
No. So anyone that wanted to go out had to go all on one bus.
Yeah.
Would it have had many people travelling each day? Do you know?
Most of it. The bus was pretty fairly well loaded up.
Well, I saw that. Did the bus driver come out? And
yeah, they were living in the valley.
Opposite where
Keith Manning is now. They were up on the hill up there. That was where they lived.
What, where Rockman's?
Yeah, up there.
Because I remember the old shed at the bottom, and there was a story by Margaret.
That's where they had, that was the bus shed down there.
Yeah. There was a woman who writes children's stories, wrote a book about the bus under the leaves, that was about the bus sitting in that shed, wasn't it? It was Margaret Martin. Yeah. So if you didn't... When did that stop? Do you remember?
No, I can't remember.
Did it run for...
It ran for quite a while.
Quite a while.
It ran while they had children going, but when they got a new idea about schooling, well, everything fell apart, didn't it?
Yeah, yes, it's about right. Yeah.
Mucked up our bus. Yes. Run. I can't remember what it ran, though.
Did the kids not go out, or did they go at a different time?
Oh, they all had, of course, they started to get cars in.
Yeah.
Had their own transport. And
once they got cars, there was no stopping them.
No stopping anywhere.
You had a motor car, you were all right, weren't you, Tom?
Yeah.
I suppose it was a pretty windy road, and that. I mean, it's windy road now, but...
Yeah, it's better than what it was, but I mean, it was still very much like it was.
Yeah.
They haven't done much to it, none of those corners, some of those corners could have been knocked over a bit, but they haven't bothered, have they?
They haven't, actually.
Yeah.
Last time we went for a drive, I noticed a few holes in the fence.
Yeah.
It's where they hit the fence, going too fast, I bet.
Yes, there was a few of them being on there.
You had quite a strong Federated Farmers Club, or Young Farmers?
Yeah, it would be Young Farmers.
Young Farmers, was it?
It was very strong, actually.
Yeah. You'd all come together, what, more for the social side, or for...
It was farming and social both.
Mm.
But, see, it wasn't only the valley that was for the, that was in that, it was, there was people from Tower Flat, and a lot of that, there was people from there, they went to go to the Young Farmers Club, they wanted to, they were keen on that.
Oh, so they'd come over your way, or would you go there?
Oh, we used to just go to Johnsonville and meet them in Johnsonville.
Oh, yes. Because I remember Mum was in Women's Division, Federated Farm. Did you all meet in the valley? Did you meet in the valley for your women's division?
Yes, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Because I think your mother was quite strong in that.
Oh, she was very
keen. His mother,
did she sort of round you all up?
Round us all up.
What did
you
do?
We went on a Friday quite often. They had this thing on radio, remember?
Yeah.
And Mum took us in all two or three times and did our little bits. We had recipes we had, gave out, and all sorts of things what we did. And
what, different groups?
And Tom's mum used to be our coach and our spokeswoman, everything.
Was she
just trotted along and did our bits.
Was she quite a leader, was she?
Oh, she liked to be.
She liked it, didn't she?
Yeah.
She did a good job.
Yeah.
There's no humbug.
Wasn't it?
She did it properly.
Did she like her cooking and all that sort of thing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She was a good, really good cook.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. I think I remember Mum practicing lines for a play. Was that what the...
Mm-hmm.
Did they have four plays?
We used to have all sorts of
things. Oh, there was all sorts of things down there.
Yeah. No, I remember going into town to Catherine Mansfield something. Do you have meetings in there?
Yes.
On the...
They were the, what do you call it, the hockey ones out in the town.
The hockey ones?
Mm.
Oh. Oh, yeah. So those two groups would be the women's one and the young farmers were the strong sort of club things.
Oh, yes, they were.
There was
nothing else to go to. So you just went to those and that was it.
Yeah. So that was once a month or something?
Yes.
More recently, I suppose, for the women, there was the church. What do they call it?
The Guild.
And that was another occasion for the wives to get together, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, they've still got that going.
Yes, it's still going.
Still going.
Yeah. There have been a lot of changes.
Trouble is, you don't think about these things when it's happening. If you put it all down when these things are happening, it'll be simple, but
To sort of recall it So otherwise you wouldn't meet up in the valley all that much.
No, not that much. No.
School picnics.
Oh, the school picnic, that was always on.
And the parents used to have races and things, did they, in those days?
Yeah.
What were you good at? What were you good at? Running?
Running.
Were you keen on the...
Oh, yes.
High jump and running.
Where's all those years gone?
Yeah, where are they?
You reckon they were good years? Yeah. A lot of fun, a lot of hard work.
We'd get into something there and everyone would be keen on it.
Yeah.
And then it sort of, as something else changed, it would sort of die down and, the others would be into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I remember Mum, did you twist your ankle or something? Playing netball, basketball? Didn't you hurt your ankle playing?
Cricket.
Oh, I thought you twisted it.
I tore the muscle in the back of my leg.
So you were all cricket players for a while?
We used to play anything.
Anything
with a ball and a bat or no ball and a bat. Sometimes it was soccer. The good teacher knocked my big toe nail off and I screamed that place down.
What were you playing that day?
We were playing soccer and soccer. I had to kick the ball and he kicked too and he kicked my foot. And I was bare feet.
I was going to say,
he ripped my big toenail off and reckon everybody heard it from Johnsonville to Wellington. Me screaming and my toenail waggling around all the time. My dear, it was sore.
So the school, in a way, was one of the social
things
that brought the families together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much so.
Yeah. And you had school committees for the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you all have a turn on the...
Yes.
I suppose in your day?
Always one. All have a turn at that.
And when your children grew up, did they walk to school? You walked to school.
Yeah, we walked to school and then we rode horses there to school.
Oh, yeah.
And we got down to that and then, of course, after that, they had the school bus starting running on there.
Oh, yeah.
And so you
picked them up.
And that picked them up.
Oh, what? That same bus picked them up?
No, that was a private one.
Oh.
And then picked them up and used to take them along to the school.
Yeah. So there was a horse paddock at school, was there?
Yeah.
I can vaguely remember horse paddock.
Yeah, the horse paddock, yeah.
Yeah. Did many of the kids ride horses then?
There was Keith Best. There was two Bests there that were riding.
Yeah.
And then there was us, up there was our family there.
Yeah.
And so it's quite a lot of horses were going up there.
Yeah. Sort of not in my day then. We weren't no one rode in our day, did they?
That area had gone past.
Perhaps the mothers ran them in the cars, they've got their licenses.